Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic? And conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai. There's joy in every journey.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
You're listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio.
Happy Tuesday, folks. That's right. It's the JR Sport Brief show here with you on CBS Sports Radio. I'm coming to you live from the Rocket Mortgage Studios. When you need an expert to help navigate the home loan process, Rocket can help you do that. I'm here to help you navigate through the next 3 hours. And thank you to everybody who listened to Hour 1. You can always listen to the show wherever you're at on the free radio.com app. Get the radio.com app. You can listen wherever, whenever. You can listen to the station all day. You can hit the rewind button if you miss anything. Get the radio.com app. If you're at home, you can listen on your smart speaker. Just say, hey, turn on CBS Sports Radio. Thank you to everybody listening on our many radio affiliates across the United States of America, North America. Thank you to everybody listening on Sirius XM Channel 206. You can find me online, Twitter, at JR Sport Brief. Thank you to producer Stuart Kovacs, and thank you to all of our callers. In about an hour or so, we're going to chat it up with Michael Rapaport. Yes, he is a huge sports fan. He has produced sports documentaries. He is a comedian. He is an actor. Michael Rapaport, we're going to talk to him about a lot of what's going on in the world of sports just to get unique perspective, a funny perspective and an honest, realistic perspective. Okay, the last hour of the show, we spoke about Tua Tagovailoa. This man is named or was named the starter today of the Miami Dolphins. Ryan Fitzpatrick has to take a seat. He has to sit down, and his time at 38 years old for another team, one more time, is over. It's done. You know, the Miami Dolphins selected Tua fifth overall. If they had concerns about his health, they wouldn't have drafted him. Okay? This is not an era where you got to sit and hold a clipboard. People learn at different paces. If they didn't feel he was ready, they wouldn't put him out there. And I think it's due time. If they feel confident in his health to draft him, if they feel confident after, you know, 6 games that he's seen enough on the sidelines that he's ready to start, I trust them. He has a bye week to sit and learn some more. He initially got his feet wet this past Sunday against the New York Jets in garbage time for a few minutes just to run out the clock. Let him go play. I know he's going to be taking on Aaron Donald. Aaron, I think, already has 7.5 sacks on this season. But Tua Tagovailoa has shown greatness at the college level. You drafted him that high. Let's see if he can do it at the NFL. And that's not to say that he won't have his ups and downs, that he won't have some failures, that he won't throw interceptions. This is all a given. This is all about experience. How long do you need somebody to sit on their hands? Everybody learns and goes at their own pace, and everybody picks things up differently. So if they think Tua is ready, I'm ready to see what he looks like. Okay? I'm going to continue with your phone calls. 855-212-4CBS. The line is sponsored by Geico. And if you want to know what's really scary, seeing just how much you could have been saving on car insurance by switching to Geico. It will keep you up at night. So switch to Geico and save. We got a lot to talk about. I want to continue here on your calls. Let's go to San Diego right now. Jake is here on the line. Jake, you're on CBS Sports Radio. It's the JR Sport Brief Show.
Hey, how are you doing? Big fan.
Thank you, Jake. Go on ahead.
You know, I've been listening to the calls, and I think at the end of the day, no one truly knows until you get out there and you play. I tend to side with letting quarterbacks, especially with question marks, with Tua definitely be his injury. I know he's healthy now, but still question mark is there, to let them develop. You know, I'm a Chargers fan, and it's pretty clear that Justin Herbert is way more talented than Tyrod Taylor. But you look at these two teams, Miami and the Chargers, and they're clearly building for the future. This isn't their year. And so you have a situation where you have that safeguard. You have a Ryan Fitzpatrick, you have a Tyrod that can kind of help develop these guys, show them how it's done to be a leader, to be a quarterback, and to look to the future. You know, for every guy like, you know, Jake Locker and who else? Christian Ponder, who sat for a year and failed. There's tons of guys who are like Eli Manning, Carson Palmer, Patrick Mahomes, Aaron Rodgers, you know, all these guys. It's tough to say. I think at the end of the day, you only really know until you get out there and play. You know, that's the only way you'll know if he's ready or not.
But correct. And that's why they're giving him the shot. I mean, if we're going to think about his hip, I mean, I could make the case of, oh, my God, the guy slipped his hip like a 90-year-old, and we got to wait a year, 2 years, 3 years, 4 years. I mean, I see no problem. You said it. You said it yourself. Nobody will know until he's out there. And so they feel he's healthy. The doctors feel he's healthy. The team feels healthy enough or they're content enough to draft him and let him play. Let's see.
Yeah, absolutely. No, again, I'll be the first to admit, when it came to Justin Herbert, you know, I keep going back to him, I didn't think he'd pan out. You know, I thought he'd be a bust, and he has proven me and many others wrong. And with Tua, it's the same kind of thing. You know, you get out there and he starts balling out. That's, you know, you never know until you see it, man.
Sure.
You know,
that's,
so I say let him out and let him ball.
All right. Thank you, Jake, for calling up from San Diego. Yeah, that's anybody. That is any professional. That's anybody. Anybody. We can go up and down through every single sport. We can call guys can't miss. There can't miss guys that miss. They don't even get out onto the field. There can't miss guys who exceed expectations. So that's a one size fits all. Bill is calling up from Maryland. Bill, you're on CBS Sports Radio.
Hey, what's happening, my dude?
I'm good. Go ahead, Bill.
I just wanted to say, in my opinion, Fitzpatrick is like the modern day Kyle Orton. You know, he's just, you know, just travels team to team. He's a quality backup when you need him. But Tua is a champion, man. I mean, give the kid a shot and see what happens. What's the worst that's going to happen? You're going to finish under 500? You're probably going to finish under 500 anyway. He's the future. I mean, you want to keep Devontae Parker around? Give Tua a shot. See what happens. It might make him happy. And then just the whole Fitz magic thing. His nickname would not be Fitz Magic if he went out and performed like that every single game.
Yeah, you can go game. Yeah, no. Well, and thank you, Bill, for calling up from Maryland. Game to game, you can look at Ryan Fitzpatrick and all Fitz Magic this, Fitz Magic. Come on, he's equally tragic. I said that in the first hour. There's no doubt about that. And if you think about the Miami Dolphins, if you're a fan of the Texans, you might want to, you know, close your ears momentarily, but you can thank Bill O'Brien, because the Dolphins, they have Houston's first and second round picks because of that trade with Laremy Tunsil and Kenny Stills. So they have some building blocks. I know Austin Jackson was playing okay out of USC this season before he got hurt. I know he's dealing with a foot injury. The Dolphins also drafted Robert Hunt at guard, I think, out of Louisiana. So, yeah, they're building. And that's why I said there's no expectations this year for the Miami Dolphins. What do you have to lose by putting him out on the field? Nothing. Nothing. If they thought that damn much about him slipping his hip or him all of a sudden being Bo Jackson, they wouldn't have drafted him. 855-212-4CBS. That's 855-212-4CBS. Harry is calling up from Portland. Harry, go on ahead.
Well, thank you very much for taking my call, and I really enjoy your show. And as you know, I'm a huge Dolphin fan, transplanted into Portland. And so we're really excited. But I'm going to give you a little bit of a different take to it. We're really excited. We're really excited because, if I'm not mistaken, we've had 19 different quarterbacks since Dan Marino. 19, if I'm not mistaken. Maybe a little bit more, as a matter of fact, if your producer can check. And so we're looking
Well, I'll help you out here. I'm not going to sit here and name 19 people, but last hour, as a Dolphins fan, I named a lot of those quarterbacks.
Exactly.
And it ranges from Feely to Moore to Pennington to Henny to Harrington. We don't need to go through the bums. They are not Dan Marino, but go on ahead.
And my point being is that we are starving for a franchise quarterback and have been for years. And so for us, it's more of a selfish thing. We want to see if this guy can play. Tua played at one of the great programs in Alabama, so he's supposed to be pedigreed, right? Okay, fine. Let's see if he can play. And Fitzgerald, and I think you hit the nail on the head. Fitzpatrick knows his role. And if you're a team out there that has a young quarterback, that maybe is drafting a young quarterback, Fitzpatrick is probably going to have a job. But if Tua goes out there and starts balling out and whatever, Fitzpatrick is going to sit on the sidelines and says, great for the Miami Dolphins. But we want to see whether this guy can play. And people in his class are doing well.
Sure.
So that's what we want to see. I'll hang up and listen to you.
Well, thank you, Harry, for calling up from Portland. Absolutely. This is a time. There's not a one-size-fits-all scenario when it comes to quarterbacks in the NFL. We got quarterbacks in the NFL right now. If you want to go to somebody else who went to Alabama and then left, if you want to go ahead and look at Hurts in Philadelphia, they've increased his snaps, even though it's still primarily gimmicks and gadgets, et cetera, right now. The big conversation is a wild card in Green Bay and Love. And granted, these guys aren't the renowned prospects that got drafted as high as Burrow at number one or two at five, or Herbert right behind out to Los Angeles. But there's not one size fits all. Every team is different. So, yeah, if you feel he's ready, play him. You don't draft a quarterback, for the most part, high up if you think he's going to suck. You draft a quarterback that high and hope that he's going to be a franchise QB, that you're going to look at him for 10 years. Jay's calling up from Alaska. Jay, you're on CBS Sports Radio. Do you think Tua is ready to go?
Oh, definitely. Like you were saying earlier, everybody's, trying to compare this, Bo Jackson injury to Tua's injury. But, like people have said, that the sports medicine has come so far. And the possibility of him hurting that hip again, the way he hurt it, is pretty slim. And one of your earlier callers talked about Dan Marino. I mean, I'm a Raider fan, but I love Dan Marino. And I would love to see Miami have a quarterback that can last, for more than, 5 seconds. So I'm totally rooting for Tua. I do have a question for you, though. Do you see a scenario down the road, maybe next year, if the Raiders do not re-sign Derek Carr, them making a play for Aaron Rodgers? Do you think that would intrigue him with the young offense and the receivers we got? And the fact that they seem to be pushing him out in Green Bay.
I'm just curious
what you thought.
I have not thought that far ahead. I think that is a real big dream scenario. There are so many variables there. A, obviously what you said, whether or not Carr gets that extension. whether or not Aaron Rodgers sticks out for another year and a half, whether or not they want to put Love out there. There are so many pieces, steps, and elements there that is, there's so many steps, I don't entertain it. I think you might as well ask me who's going to win a Super Bowl, you know, 5 years from now. It's, I can't answer that.
I was only asking because of the you know, them trying to push quarterbacks out on the field so fast, and you know,
sure.
I didn't know if they're going to try to push Jordan Love out there next year.
Well, let's look at what Aaron Rodgers is doing outside of probably the worst game or one of the worst games of his career past Sunday. Aaron Rodgers has been lighting it up. You know, the last thing you're hearing about right now is Love, and I presume and assume that Aaron Rodgers is going to continue on an amazing tear the rest of the season. He ain't going to be what he was this past Sunday. So, you know, Aaron Rodgers, like I've said, and this is difficult to think about, I think a perfect match if he were ever to go anywhere, if the Bears can continue with their defense. And there's just so many questions about, I can't answer whether Aaron Rodgers, it makes sense for him to go to the Raiders a year, 2 years from now. But, Jay, thank you for calling up from Alaska.
All right, thanks, man.
No doubt about it. Speaking of Chicago, let's talk to Robert. Robert, you're on CBS Sports Radio. What are your thoughts on Tua? Robert, go on ahead.
Hey, yeah, sorry about that. Just looking at something. So I usually love your analysis. That's why I listen to the show on the way home from work every day. But here I just got to disagree with you. I think the Dolphins, if you look at the season they're having right now, they're decent. I mean, quite honestly, they've got some good stuff going for them. And I think Tua's going to be the guy in the future. But the question you have to ask yourself is Miami in win-now mode, or are they in win-later mode? And if they're in win-now mode, why exactly would you stray from what's been going on right now? Because, quite frankly, they actually look fairly decent with the man they've got under center right now. You can continue to bring Tua along. You can avoid a lot of what's going to happen with a rookie, no matter how good they are, which is mistakes in judgment, mistakes in maturity, mistakes in reading defenses, mistakes that Fitzpatrick just really isn't going to make. And
well,
then
Robert,
wait, Robert.
You just said, have you looked at Ryan Fitzpatrick over the years? Have you looked at the mistakes that he's made?
Yes, I think he has made some mistakes.
So yes, even with all of his experience, the reason why he's played on, you know, every NFL team times three is because of the mistakes that he makes. So we can talk about his experience. He makes his own mistakes, like throwing the football to the wrong team. And sometimes he'll throw it to his teammate for six, and sometimes he will gladly throw it to the other team. So let's be realistic about who and what Ryan Fitzpatrick has been. And you talk about are the Dolphins in win-now mode. They sure as hell ain't in no win-now mode. Otherwise, they wouldn't have selected this guy at number five. There are, and this is before the season, the expectations for this season for the Dolphins, it's not to go to the playoffs. It's not to quote-unquote win now. The idea of selecting Tua is to win in the future, to develop him. This is what this season is about. It's about development. It's about foundation building. It's actually a pretty damn cool thing right now that the Dolphins are 3-3. And so you talk about Fitzpatrick. He had a game a couple of games ago where he had three touchdowns. In the next game, he had no touchdowns and he had a bunch of interceptions. And this is what he's done his entire career. There's no win now. I'm confused as to why you would even think about that. They selected Tua for a reason. And Fitzpatrick is only there. He's only there to keep the seat warm.
Well, I absolutely agree with that, but that was the second part of what I was going to get to, which is if you're not in win-now mode, then what's the rush? Obviously,
oh, no.
Tua is going to be brought along by being under a more experienced guy.
No, Robert. You can.
We throw him out there too quick. We just
no. We don't. No, Robert. Robert. There's more. Robert. No. Robert. There's more than one way to skin a cat. I assume that you have some level of education, whether it be up to college or whether it be fifth grade. Correct. You've sat in a classroom.
Yes, you're presuming correctly. I've sat in a classroom.
Okay, you sat your ass in a classroom. And I'm pretty sure at one point in time, and I'm up against a break, Robert, I'm pretty sure you, like many people, you sat in a classroom where you had somebody to the left of you, and you're all in the same grade. There's somebody to the left of you that you said, well, damn, this person doesn't know damn about anything. And I'm pretty sure you looked over to your right and you said, oh, wow, we're all in the same grade, but this guy or this woman, this girl is light years ahead of me. We all move at different paces. Okay, there's not a one size fits all. And if the Dolphins feel he's ready, if they did not feel he was not healthy, they would not have drafted him. And okay, you know what? You know what's a great teacher in life? It's called experience. And if they feel he's ready to get hands-on experience and they feel that's better than him flipping through a playbook or standing on the sidelines, which he's done, there's more than one way to skin a cat. And so all the best to Tua. 855-212-4CBS. I'll continue to take your calls here on Tua. I also want to spend some time talking about the Dallas Cowboys. Interesting situation. These guys are starting to rat, yell, and complain on each other. You're listening to the JR Sport Brief Show right here on CBS Sports Radio.
You're listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio.
That's right. It's the JR Sport Brief Show here on CBS Sports Radio. We've been talking about Tua Tagovailoa getting his opportunity to start for the Miami Dolphins. The time is here. The Dolphins feel that he's healthy. They feel like it's time for him to get that on-field experience, and it's time for the Dolphins to see if they finally have their franchise quarterback. 855-212-4CBS. I feel like about out of all the calls that we've taken, and they continue to come in, I feel like it's about 75%, 80% of folks are saying, yeah, let's see Tua. What do you have to lose? And I think the other 20%, give or take, I feel like they're delusional. Like, what are you looking for? What are you expecting from Ryan Fitzpatrick? He is who he is. He's been who he's been. Like, what the hell do you think is going to change? The Dolphins are going to go to the playoffs with Ryan Fitzpatrick and go on a run? Yeah, if they were a college team, I mean, come on. Who are they competing against here in the NFL? What is Ryan Fitzpatrick going to show you different at 38 years old that you haven't seen for the past 15 years? Come on, he's good at what he's done. He's had an amazing career for a guy drafted in the seventh round. But if they feel Tua's ready to go, then put his ass out there. Come on. They got his feet wet, at least gave him a couple of snaps, two or three. Let him run the clock out. Let him soak in his moment of actually being an NFL player. Now they're giving him 2 weeks to prepare for the Rams. He sat behind Fitz. He didn't necessarily have preseason games or didn't have any at all. Let's go. Come on. This is football. What are we preparing him for? A brain surgery? Does he need to sit around and take classes for 10 years before he gets to open up a skull? He's going to throw a football. Sheesh. Maurice is calling up from Baltimore. Maurice, you're on CBS Sports Radio.
Hey, what's up, JR?
I'm good. Go ahead, Maurice.
Hey, man, I like your My Mind's Playing Tricks on Me music, man. That's a great song.
Well, come on, Maurice. I got to go with the classics here. Thank you.
No, but that just leads into when I heard that Tua was starting, I'm like, look, I'm a Baltimore Ravens fan, man. More power to it. I'm like you. I remember Dan Marino, and I remember the Miami Dolphins, which I think has the second-best uniform in the NFL. But let the kid play, man, like you say. Fitz magic, Fitz tragic. Hey, God bless him for filling his shoebox up with paychecks. And he'll probably be yes. with another team next year. Hopefully not with the Ravens as a backup. But, hey, God bless him. I'm like you. Let the dude play. He came from a great system in Alabama. I know the hip is what it is. And like you said, and you Miami Dolphins fans, if he wasn't ready, neither the coach, the general manager, whoever making the decisions, wouldn't put him out there. Hey, look. I'm all about the Ravens, but you know what? Miami, we don't play them this year. I'm looking forward to seeing that game. Hopefully, like you said, Aaron Donald won't put him in traction, but what a game to get your first start against the Rams and Aaron Donald. Hey, brother, have a good evening, man.
You as well. Thank you, Maurice, for calling up from Baltimore. Yeah, your mind is not playing tricks on you. It's not. Tua's getting his opportunity, and it's well-deserved. Mike from Alabama, go ahead. You're on CBS Sports Radio.
How you doing, JR?
I'm terrific. Go ahead, Mike.
All right. Well, yeah, I think Tua should go in and play, get start, remainder of the season. He's well prepared for this opportunity here. And Fitzpatrick, he's a decent quarterback. He's done good, but it's time for a younger quarterback like Tua to go in there, and he wasn't fit for nothing. So he should start the remainder of the season. He should do very well. And they're in the race for the AFC East Division. Buffalo lost again to Kansas City. So this could be a three-team race between Buffalo, New England, and Miami Dolphins. Leave out the Jets. They're not in it. Now,
yeah, you're optimistic, Mike. I mean, about the Dolphins. Okay.
I like the Dolphins. A lot of Alabama players went to the Miami Dolphins. A lot of names from Alabama went to Miami Dolphins. Don McNeil, Tony Nathan, Bob Hammer. Yeah, a lot of former Alabama players went to Miami Dolphins. Let me ask you something about the Dallas Cowboys. Now, we ain't going to talk about last night.
Uh-oh. Quick.
I'm a Cowboy fan. In a weak division, we're in a weak division. Can we still emerge? We're in first place in the NFC East. Can we still win this division?
Yes. Yeah, you guys can win the division with a losing record and plenty of losing football to ultimately be eliminated. Mike, good luck to the Cowboys the rest of this year. They're gonna need all of it. Thank you for calling up from Alabama, my man.
Well, thank you, sir. Thanks for it.
Absolutely. Yeah, thank you, Mike. We spent a lot of time talking about the Dallas Cowboys last night. A lot. We had a lot of callers. You know, ultimately, I think the Cowboys, what are they doing this year? They're also a team on the road to nowhere. What's the point? This year is just play out and try not to look ugly. And saying all of that, they still might win the NFC East. I believe it will be between them and the Philadelphia Eagles. And it's going to be a battle for who is not the worst of the worst. Ultimately, whoever comes out of the NFC East is going to be a warm-up game for whoever wants to advance in the playoffs. Aaron is calling up from Pennsylvania. Aaron, you're on CBS Sports Radio. Go ahead.
Hey, your Alabama caller. I couldn't understand what he was saying. You had me laughing, too. But put the kid in. Put two in. You paid for him. You drafted him high. Just like you said, get your money's worth now. Let's see if he fits in the system. See what he can do. Definitely get him in now. This is the perfect time. He's ready.
Nice.
Fitzpatrick, I wouldn't even let Fitzpatrick suit up until he shaved his face. That's done. Get two in.
Okay.
Fitzpatrick out. Unless you want to shave, don't come back to the stadium.
Okay.
Aaron,
I guess you are the George Steinbrenner of phone callers. You want everybody clean shaven and nothing above the nothing below the lip, huh?
Well, if I'm not mistaken, Fitz, didn't he graduate from Harvard?
He did. Yes.
Yeah. So it's him.
What does it have to do? What does it have to do with facial hair?
It doesn't fit his mantra. It doesn't fit his look.
What is that?
Not a Harvard look.
What a Harvard look!
He's playing like a Harvard quarterback.
Oh well, Aaron, I wish I found humor in what you're saying, but I just I don't. Aaron, I appreciate you calling up from Pennsylvania. What is everybody that goes to Harvard? What the hell is that supposed to mean? He can't have a beard. Yeah, he looks like he came out of. Of fighting in a war from 1800 or something like that, but whatever. Mac is calling up from Atlanta. Mac, go ahead. You're on CBS Sports Radio.
I'm loving these quarterbacks that they get into the NFL right now. They get the ball out of their hand fast. They can get on the outside and throw the ball and make the linebackers have to play. And you know, Tom Brady been doing that for years. He make those linebackers play. With the crossing underneath the linebackers. And now you got these kids, man, that can get rid of the ball, got good strike on the ball, can get the ball down the field, and they don't have all these turnovers, man. The football, now the game is a little faster than it was before. So I'm glad about that, man. Appreciate you, man. Thank you.
No, thank you, Mac. Appreciate you, Mac, for calling up from Georgia. I agree with every single word that he said. We got more callers on the line. I want to take your calls. I want to talk about these complaining-ass Dallas Cowboys when we come back. People are already throwing shots, anonymous shots, at Mike McCarthy. Your calls, the Cowboys, Patrick Mahomes, Michael Rapaport. An interview with him is coming up as well. It's the JR Sport Brief Show here on CBS Sports Radio.
You're listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio.
That's right. It's the JR Sport Brief Show here on CBS Sports Radio. We're talking about Tua Tagovailoa. We're going to talk about the Dodgers taking game one of the World Series against the Rays. How about that? Clayton Kershaw did not choke. Six innings, eight strikeouts. We will talk about Clayton Kershaw. We're going to talk about LA sports. We're going to talk about the Lakers, the bubble. Tom Brady, we got a lot to talk about. Next hour, we're going to chat it up with Michael Rapaport. Actor, comedian, big sports fan, producer. Actually produced some cool sports documentaries. I'm going to talk to him about everything going on in the world of sports. But right now, it's about Tua. It's about Miami. It's about their quarterback situation. We'll talk about Patrick Mahomes as well. Speaking of Miami, he did some pretty cool things passing Dan Marino. We'll talk about Tannehill later on the show. We're going to talk about the Cowboys. Those guys have already started finger-pointing. But let's get back to these phone lines. We're going to talk to Baltimore, calling out of Oregon. Go ahead, Baltimore. Hello? Hello? Well, that was interesting. Okay, let's talk to Phil. He's in Atlanta. Phil, you're on CBS Sports Radio.
Hey, what's going on?
I'm terrific. Go ahead, Phil. What are your thoughts on Tua getting this opportunity?
I think he ought to sit and wait. You know, when I look at Patrick Mahomes or I look at Aaron Rodgers or, hell, I look at Tom Brady, you know, they set and they learned. You know, I just think, you know, game six, you know, Miami, though they've been beating bad teams, you know, starting to build a little chemistry. So, you know, I mean, I'm more inclined to wait, you know, the 10th or 11th game, you know, then throw them out there because you know which way your season is going. But, yeah, I just think it's too soon. I just think you need to sit, learn, you know, like the great quarterbacks of old.
Where is Miami's season going that it makes a difference? The whole season is based around him and his development.
They're 3-3. Their division is kind of in chaos outside of Buffalo. So, you know, it can go either way.
Phil, which way is that? The Dolphins, they're going nowhere this year. They are going, this is a development year for Tua Tagovailoa. What do the Dolphins gain by going to the playoffs? If they go to the playoffs, what happens?
Well, I'm just saying, that's your opinion.
No, Philip, of course it's my opinion. It came out of my mouth. Everything that comes out of my mouth is my opinion. I'm asking you for yours. What happens if the Dolphins go to the playoffs?
Well, if the Dolphins go to the playoffs, you know, you want Tua to sit. I mean, there's nothing wrong with that.
Philip, I'm confused. You're not answering me.
I said let him sit.
No, I'm not talking about who's starting. I don't care if Fitzpatrick is there. I don't care if Tua is there. You didn't answer me. If the Dolphins go to the playoffs, what happens?
I mean, according to Tua, what's the result? If they go to the playoffs, I mean, they're obviously, you know, we don't know what happens if they go to the playoffs.
Philip, this is ridiculous. These are some facts here, and yes, of course, it's my opinion.
Unless you're Nostradamus, and you got an add-on saying that the Dolphins has no shot in the
hell. Philip, we know nobody has a crystal ball, but we can use a little bit of common sense. The Miami Dolphins are not on a track to go to the playoffs and win anything. The Miami Dolphins, their record is indicative of who they are and what their starting quarterback has been for the past 15 years in the NFL, and that's mediocre. The Miami Dolphins selected Tua at number 5 because they are building for the future, and they have a guy who they drafted high, who they want to give an opportunity to play right now. We don't need to be Nostradamus. We don't need to be Miss Cleo. We don't need to be an oracle to understand that the Dolphins are on a road to nowhere. And if the Dolphins are on an upward road, if the Dolphins are going to be high and climbing on that curve, it's going to be because of Tua Tagovailoa. It doesn't necessarily have to be now. It's not expected to be now. Tua is the future. So it is ridiculous. It makes zero sense to say, well, what happens if the Dolphins go to the playoffs? Well, you have to be Nostradamus. Nobody knows. Well, you're damn right. You know, I don't know exactly what's going to happen 5 minutes from now, let alone 5 years. But I can make a conclusion. I can draw one. You know, if I ask you what the Cowboys are going to do in the playoffs, what are you going to tell me? Oh, well, you need to be Nostradamus to know? Come on, get out of here. Wellman is calling up from Louisiana. Wellman, you're on CBS Sports Radio.
Hey, JR, love the show, man. Well, to the point that you made from the previous caller, so if Tua underperforms, will Fitzpatrick get back in there? I mean, you know, they're in the playoffs, and say they're making a run, you want the best chance to win. Maybe Fitzpatrick's the guy down the line. And the other thing is the big hype with Tua down here in Louisiana is December 6th versus Joe Burrow and the Bengals. Hopefully, well, Tua's still in then. That'll be a big one.
Well, Wellman, it's certainly a possibility that Tua Tagovailoa is told to take a seat. But I think a part of the growing process is to for him to experience some downs. I don't think anybody thinks Tua Tagovailoa is now going to get this opportunity, and he's now expected to take the Miami Dolphins to the playoffs, that he's expected game to game to go, you know, 20 for 25, 25 of 30 for 300 yards and three TDs every single game. That's I don't think that's the expectation. The expectation is for him to learn. And if that means having a game where he gives you two or three TDs and 200, 300 yards, great. If he has to come back another game and get sacked two or three times and have two INTs or maybe two TDs and two INTs and run for one, yeah, everything is on the table for Tua Tagovailoa. That's part of the learning process. You know, it's like walking. And this is from someone who's never thrown an NFL pass, and thank you, Wellman, for calling up from Louisiana. When you are learning to walk, and for anybody out there who has kids, if you want your child to learn how to walk, what do? You put them out there. You don't say, oh, my God, if I put the kid out there, oh, is he going to bust his ass? Am I going to have to, the first time the kid falls, am I going to have to stick him back in the chair? Am I going to have to strap him in? No. You take you make your safeguards. You know, hey, if this kid busts their ass on the floor, let me hope that they don't hit the end of the table. Okay, let me put things out the way that wouldn't harm the child. Let them go out there and crawl. Let them stand up a little bit. Let them walk. Let them fall. Let them kind of wobble around before they fall on their ass. And some kids, you put them out there, they will run a little bit before they walk. Everybody's different. And the NFL is different. Every player in the league is different. Human beings are different. We learn and experience things at different paces. So, yeah, there's no expectations here for Tua. Let's put this to bed. There are no expectations for the Dolphins this year besides not looking like absolute garbage and trash. And they have not done that. They are 3-3. And if you feel Tua can do the same thing that you got from Fitzpatrick, then put him out there. There's nothing to lose for this season. You're accelerating the process, especially if he's healthy. Connor from Eugene, go on ahead. Connor, you're on CBS Sports Radio.
Yeah.
Go ahead.
Yeah, I...
Connor, man. Connor, come on, brother. You're supposed to be live on the radio. Call back, Connor. Carlos is calling from Atlanta. Carlos, you're on CBS Sports Radio.
Well, JR, I'll say this. You said it best when you said you hope that Aaron Donald doesn't put him in traction. Now, I'll agree with you 100% all the way. He needs to learn. It's a process. That being said, this is not the defense I want him to go against. I don't care how healthy he is. I don't care if the doctors have cleared him. I don't care if his coach says he's ready. I don't care if the general manager says he's ready. Because he took that hit in college, and that's where he got hurt. Taking a hit in the NFL, totally different. Big difference. Speed of the game, hits, being sacked, totally different. Yeah, the rules are suited for the quarterbacks.
Well, Carlos, your phone dropped out. Sorry about that. But I also got to tell you, it doesn't matter if he gets hit by Aaron Donald or if he gets hit by me. The fact is, the risk is there when he is on that field. He could get hit by anybody, and he could poof and disappear. And the reality is, you cannot handle this young man. You cannot handle this guy with kid gloves. You can't. if he's clear to play, if he's ready to play, if the doctors say he's ready to play, if the coaches feel he's ready to play, if the GM feels he's ready to play, then let him play. What are you waiting for? What, Aaron Donald? Oh, my God, he's an NFL player. Guess what? Newsflash, Tua Tagovailoa is going to get his ass knocked around. He's going to get sacked. He's going to get hit. It's going to hurt. It doesn't matter who it is. Okay, it could be Aaron Donald or someone half the size of Aaron Donald. A safety could come off the side and blitz him. He's going to get hit. What are we waiting for? What are we going to put him in a bubble? Let Tua Tagovailoa play in a bubble. Come on. Corey's calling up from Texas. Go on ahead.
Hey, what's up, man?
I'm good. Go ahead, Corey.
I was just responding to how I kind of disagree with you saying that the Dolphins are going nowhere this year. That they completely manhandled the Jets, Jags, and Niners.
Oh, my goodness, Corey.
No, that's not my only point. The only
go
other
ahead.
Teams they've lost to is the Seahawks, the Patriots, and the Bills. And I heard a statistic thrown out earlier. You guys could double-check me on this, but it said that the Dolphins have put up more points and also allowed fewer points than the Bills this year. I know they're 3-3, but I think Fitzpatrick, and he's on fire this year, man.
No, oh, my God. Here we go. Corey, he is not on fire. No, he's not. I encourage you to actually go ahead and look at those scores and then look at the performance of Ryan Fitzpatrick. Also, look at the track record, and you got 15 years of it. Look at the track record of Ryan Fitzpatrick. If you think the Miami Dolphins are going anywhere this year, I am sorry. You are sadly mistaken. And even if, and it's unlikely, even if the Dolphins go to the playoffs, they're not going anywhere, okay? Zero. Nowhere.
I mean, Tua sit under Fitzpatrick in a playoff run would be valuable too. But on the other hand,
well, no, if it would be valuable. But what would it be valuable for? If they feel he's ready to play, there's a reason that they're putting him out there. Because they think they can win and they think they can develop with him. You mentioned Ryan Fitzpatrick. And thank you, Corey, for calling up from Texas. People, Ryan Fitzpatrick is on fire? Where? For a quarter? For two quarters? For four quarters? For two games? He gives you two games and then he falls off for another two? Am I missing something here? Is JR delusional? I got 15 years to look at Ryan Fitzpatrick. Goodness gracious, is there something in his beard? What the hell do people see? I see an inconsistent quarterback. It's the JR Sport Brief Show here on CBS Sports Radio. More when we come back. We're going to talk about greatness.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.